Oh, yeah. Because on the last record, we made it as a trio and then brought him in and said, hey, here are these songs. What do you think? And then he added these amazing parts that kind of made it seem like he'd been in the room the whole time. But this time, he was there at band practice from the very beginning. And it was great for me because I could know sooner if a song was done because I could hear just, it's just more music. He just brings a lot, just content, like just more richness to it. And he's the only guy in the band who has kind of jazz chops, not meaning that he plays jazz music, but I mean, he has this kind of relationship to his instrument where he can think of a part and just play it without having to go off in the corner and figure out where his fingers should go. Like, he doesn't think about where his fingers should go. They just go to the right place. He's that kind of like a totally evolved musician. So he played on three songs on our covers record. So that's 9 minutes of music. And in 9 minutes, he made himself kind of indispensable because I didn't want to play those songs without him. They were my favorite three songs on the covers record. We went on tour for the record and we had to bring him. And after that, I didn't want to play without him anymore. It's like going from like an economy car to like a Ferrari or something.